Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Thursday morning here on KSJE. We have an extra segment for you this week because there's a big event coming up to the Farmington Civic Center, and it is all about the Aztec ruins. So Joan Moniger is here. She is the executive director, of course, of the Aztec Museum in Pioneer Village. Welcome back to KSJE.
Thank you, Scott. Great to be here.
Good to see you. And this event we've been talking about for a little while, and here it finally has arrived,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we are less than a week out now.
How about that?
This is Message in a Viga, is what
right.
We're calling it, Historic Inscriptions out at Aztec Ruins. So presentation that is a partnership presentation-wide between the Aztec Museum and the San Juan County Historical Society.
So.
And it's going to be Fred Blackburn, as you see, Fred Blackburn, and then Victoria Atkins and Logan Dean.
Very good. And kudos to both of your organizations for putting this together and bringing it out to folks. And the whole idea is, which I think is fascinating, I hope we all are familiar with Aztec ruins and some of the things that there are over there. But what these folks have done is looking at the kind of graffiti, inscriptions on the wooden vigas inside some of the rooms, which are historic in nature because some of them date back. How old have you found?
Well, they found, I don't know exactly.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you exactly. I'm going to let him do that.
We'll find out. That's right.
That.
No spoiler alerts.
Something like 1,800 inscriptions.
Okay.
A lot of these come from more late 18th century, late 19th, early 20th century.
Okay, sure.
As people were coming out and
right.
Aztec ruins was getting its misnomer, Aztec ruins.
Yes, right.
But
some excavations and things
along,
looking into the rooms and things, right?
People are getting into there,
uh-huh.
and they're leaving their mark. Kind of, I like to compare it kind of to El Morro.
Right.
And so what Blackburn and his team are doing is collecting those, documenting them, so
right.
sort of the scientific aspect of it.
Sure.
But then researching the stories, and that's kind of really where both of our organizations come in.
Yeah, really, so, really cool.
Yeah, I guess the backstory is when I first joined the museum back in early 2022, I get this email from Patty Tharp saying this guy, Fred Blackburn, needs to see the original letters between H.D. Abrams, who owned the Homestead property, the ruins
mm-hmm.
are on, and the American Museum in New York, a guy named Whistler, Clark Whistler,
okay.
Dr. Whistler, who was head of anthropology. And I didn't know where they were.
Right.
So that was part of my learning curve, was learning. But we dug out this box. Fred came down from Telluride. And we are going through the actual, you know, 100-year-old, more than 100-year-old letters with clerk gloves on, looking at how this deal was arranged, how he's selling part of this property, the excavations that Earl Morris is doing, and how that's going to work out. And this all then becomes part of his book. So I got sort of looped in on some of this biographical sketches he was working on. Especially with Patty at the Historical Society, and it's just amazing.
Right, and so that'll be part of this program.
Yes,
right?
That's a big part of it. Now, I heard he came out and he's done a few different talks around the area this year, but this is kind of the big presentation with Victoria and with Logan.
Okay.
And he's wanting more information. He's researching these names. There's lots of families around here who may have relatives whose names are in there, or they may have old pictures and that kind of thing. So it really is kind of this giant collaboration that is ongoing.
Right.
And it is, these are all sort of journey stories. People that came through the area, some people stayed, some
right.
people didn't. So he's looking at, you know, who, when, why, And telling those stories. And so it is just a tremendous project, and I'm really excited about it.
Very exciting. And maybe it'll create some new connections, as you mentioned, right, with family members here, and maybe fill in some gaps in their own family histories, perhaps.
You know, people have things, you know, maybe stuffed up in an attic somewhere, a box. Even yesterday, I did a post online, and a gal who lives out in on the East Coast, or I'm sorry, on the West Coast, got back to me, and she sent me a picture of her family out there. Her family was from this area, her family out at the ruins. And so I'm like, you need to get with Fred and kind of facilitate that. So I love doing that.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, there you go. Yeah. That's perfect. We're showing a picture of maybe what things looked like, maybe when some of these folks were passing through, or as these sites were just being maybe rediscovered, if you will, or excavated, right? And, and studied by these early archaeologists at the time?
Yeah, it was a different era.
Yes.
And I think now we are more respectful and sensitive to kind of the spiritual connection that the ruins have to the descendants of the people who built them and lived there. And these folks were coming through, you know, they were coming by train, they were coming to settle, they were maybe passing through. And even then, these were kind of what we think of as a tourist site. Go out, you know, they'd go out and kind of climb around in the ruins. They weren't always terribly sensitive to the structure itself. That took time. And that's where these Abrams papers are really important, because that was kind of beginning to establish that we need to set aside these. These are important.
How to protect them, I guess, right?
Protect them, preserve them. They went through different levels of excavation. And I know Blackburn's going to talk a little bit about some of the things. We look at the graffiti now. We don't do that now.
Yes.
But we look at these messages from, you know, 100 years ago and what that says. And
here's one.
Yeah, here's an exactly. And that's going to speak, and I'll let him to speak to that.
But, okay.
That speaks to, you know, what did that mean at the time?
Right.
When was that done?
And for now, the radio audience, let me just interrupt and just describe what we're looking at. But it is Workers Unite. That's the message on this viga inside one of the rooms at Aztec Ruins. Not a recent piece of writing. This is maybe, I don't know, 70 years old, 100 years old.
Easily.
So what was going on at that time, and what's the story behind that message is probably what we'll learn next week.
Yes, I hope so. And that's, you know, that's what makes each of these sort of messages, even though there's 1,800 of them that he's documented, he can't get into
1,800.
Every, 1,800.
Oh, my goodness.
More than he's going to get into that night.
Yeah,
it's going
to
be a good night. But at one point, you know, preservation was such that they were looking at ways to get rid of them, you know, the Park Service. And now, again, this becomes part of the history and part of the story of Aztec ruins. When we go out there now, you don't see them. You're not even looking for them, right?
Right.
They've excavated quite a bit deeper now, and so people can't just, you know, reach up and scrawl their name, and hopefully they wouldn't do that anyway.
Right.
But they'll go into the whole difficulty of lighting, photographing, documenting.
I think we have some images there too, right, of them looking and trying to kind of see. And of course, you know, it's been decades since they were done, and so they may be just, you know, hard to find, especially if, you know, how old they are. And in some of these rooms, I assume maybe are not open to the public, where some of these things were discovered, and so they had some extra access.
That is my understanding.
To the site.
And they have found additional things, again, because they're sort of studying, technology has improved what they're able to photograph and find. They're going to get a little bit into that too, and I think people are going to be sort of surprised at some even older things they've found on the stonework in that.
Interesting.
Which they didn't know before, is my understanding when I heard him speak before. So these are great. And there's one little boy who went through, and I guess, you know, he wrote his name on you know, every beam he could find, like at 400, like he went throughout the whole thing putting his name on things, just like, you know, kind of you do as a kid, right?
100 years ago.
100 years ago. Don't do that now.
Yeah.
100 years ago. But again, he's going to tell who are these people? And,
right.
And why did they come through here? And And how then do they connect to Aztec ruins as we know them today?
Right. Or what other stories can we learn from these inscriptions, I guess, and things like
Workers Unite. What's the story behind that, right?
Right. Very true. There's another image we're showing on the screen right now, the date I can kind of read, which is June 15th, 1898. And, you know, I imagine there's maybe a bit more that we'll learn about from this, but there's other writings nearby it as well. So this seemed to be a popular spot to leave a message.
Yeah, and some of these inscriptions, they're very small, you know, and so I don't know exactly how big that one was, but, you know, when you think of them and their team going through there and documenting that, and then all the people that have been through there.
Right.
So,
and really trying to look at every beam, every exposed piece of wood, maybe, yeah, to see if there might be some writing on it, I guess, and then document it.
Yeah, I think Blackburn and his team will talk a little bit about how they start with one idea, as so many projects do, mm-hmm, and how it just got so much bigger. I think they thought they'd be done within a year or two, and it's been years they've been working on this.
Wow. Well, with 1800, I can see why. It was longer than they thought, or maybe more extensive than they thought,
as
they started looking into this.
And Blackburn's been doing this kind of thing since the 1980s. And so he really believes in documenting this and finding out what that means and what stories that tells for the area, the whole Four Corners region.
Right.
But this is Aztec specific, and we're excited about it.
Very true. Well, congratulations on putting all this together and bringing it to the public to be able to see. Again, this event is called Message in a Viga. It is coming up next week at the Farmington Civic Center.
Farmington Civic Center, 6 p.m. It is free, and we hope to see as many people as possible out there. It's going to be a great, fascinating evening.
There you go. Next Wednesday, November 15th, everyone, at 6 p.m. Again, thank you to the Aztec Museum and Pioneer Village and the San Juan County Historical Society for putting this program together. We look forward to it.
Our pleasure. And thank you so much for having us on and letting us talk about it today.
Learn more about this treasure right in our own backyard.
That's right.
The Aztec Ruins. Great. Joan, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome. Good to see you. Joan Moniger from the Aztec Museum and Pioneer Village, my guest right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.